Anti-Semitism rates soar in London after Hamas terrorist attacks. By Simon Kent on October 31, 2023. Members of the Jewish community in London have been forced to lift security at synagogues, schools, and other community buildings in the wake of the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. The reason for the increased protection is simple: a corresponding rise in anti-Semitism rates reported across the UK capital. There has been a 1,350% jump in hate crimes against Jewish people as the Middle East crisis goes on, the Metropolitan Police have said, with no arrests so far in 9 out of 10 alleged offences. The Guardian reports figures from the Met covering London show that 218 anti-Semitic offences were recorded from 1 October to 18 October this year, compared with 15 in the same period last year. People feel vulnerable and people feel frightened. And right now the recorded incidents of anti-Semitism are a record, said Raymond Simonson, chief executive of the JW3 Arts, culture and entertainment venue in the north of the city. There's never been this many incidents in the UK as there have been in the last 20 days, he told AFP. We've doubled our security. The Metropolitan Police have quadrupled their visits to make sure we're safe. It's the only way we can do it, he added. About 1,200 people were killed after Hamas terrorists stormed across the Gaza border on October 7 in the worst attacks in Israel's history. Hamas visited mass rape, torture, and slaughter of civilians before retreating with hostages, as Breitbart News reported. Watch, UK-born mother, daughters buried together in Israel, victims of Hamas terror October 7. PM guess RC equals. Data maca resize equals false data maca placeholder equals 1 alt equals data maca src equals data maca style equals background linear gradient rgba 0.65 rgba 0.65 URL. AFP reports in the period since in London alone, where there have been several large-scale protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza. The Met said it had recorded 408 anti-Semitic offences between October 1 and 27. That compares to just 28 in the same period last year, the force said on Friday, with several Jewish schools in London forced to shut temporarily. Local synagogues and faith schools also called for more volunteers from members and parents to boost their security. In Stamford Hill, a multicultural area of northeast London which is home to many Orthodox Jews, the local Shomrim, community safety group, has extended its patrol hours. There have been a number of low-level incidents, said Shomrim chairman Rabbi Herschel Gluck, the AFP report sets out. But these low-level incidents, of course, have traumatized people to a much greater degree than the normal times, he added. I think, in normal times, many people would not have reported these incidents. But in today's atmosphere, these touch people a lot deeper, he said. Women tear down posters of Israeli kidnapping victims in North London. PM guess RC equals. Data maca resize equals false data maca placeholder equals 1 alt equals data maca SRC equals data maca style equals background. Linear gradient rgba 0.65, rgba 0.65, URL. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the Interior Minister Suella Braverman also met police and security chiefs on Monday to discuss accelerated terrorist risk to the UK that is being driven alongside the reports of a rise in anti-Semitism, as Breitbart News reported. Top police officers and security services representatives convened with the politicians and discussions that could conceivably lead to the Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre increasing the national terrorism alert level. It is presently at level 3 of 5, substantial, meaning an attack is likely. It could be boosted to severe, an attack is highly likely. Or critical, meaning an attack is highly likely in the near future. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.